traveling vixen named Jolene, and here she comes on Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Jolene, 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 I'm begging of you, please don't take my man. Jolene, 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 please don't take him just because you can. Your beauty is beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. And I can easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know.
The town of our free rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw, loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24. And the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more.
1 and 19 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet.
It was 20 past 11 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death. About to meet his death. There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip.
This is the place where the outlaws are still welcome. Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Here's a song I wrote on a plane between Dallas and Austin. Going to El Paso. Whoops. Now this is what gave us the idea to come down here. This is a song about a guy that probably did as much for our kind of music as anybody.
Well, the honky-tonks in Texas were my natural second home. Where you tip your hat to the ladies and the roses of San Antonio. I grew up on music that we call Western Swing. It don't matter who's in Austin, Bob Wills is still the king. In spite of all the hard times, I'd live it all again. Hear the Texas Playboys and Tommy Duncan sing. Makes me proud to be from Texas, where Bob Wills is still a king. That old Red River horse, that just don't mean a thing. But once you're down in Texas, Bob.
is from back in the day when you still might buy a 45 RPM record. Although 8 tracks was still popular and cassettes were becoming the thing. But some of us were still buying 45s, and that was a double-sided 45 hit with Waylon Jennings' number one song on the A side, Are You Sure Hank Done It This Way? And on the B side, that song called Bob Wills is Still the King. And you got Marty Robbins in there too with a true story about that Arizona Ranger and his big iron. Now, here's the song that got Kenny Rogers in hot water with the Gatlin brothers' mother, who wrote Kenny a letter upset that he would sing a song where the bad guys in the tune were named the Gatlins. Well, Kenny got back to her and said, you know, you're right. I should have thought about that more and asked the songwriters to change the name. But to make up for it, he asked Larry, Steve, and Rudy, the Gatlin brothers, to join his tour on his shows, which was one of the hottest tickets in the country back then. And all was well. And here he comes with that song called Coward of the County and more of our feature of Heroes and Legends.
Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama called him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. Now he was only 10 years old. Daddy died in prison, and I took care of Tommy, 'cause he wasn't my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours has just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now we don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. And I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone. Tommy's love was Becky. In her arms didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatlin boys came calling. They took turns at Becky, and there were 3 of them. Tommy opened up the door, saw his Becky crying. The torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he stand. He reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As the tears fell on his daddy's face, I heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now we don't. Thank you. cheek. Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man. Everyone considered him the coward of the county.
Singer who was more humble than George Strait. And that song is more than a little boastful, so he had to be talked into doing that song. But his manager and his producer told him, hey, look, there's who else in country music fits that song like you do? And women are just going to eat that up. So it turns out guys loved it too, because who wouldn't want to be that guy? And that guy is George Strait with the Fireman on our feature of Heroes and Legends. This edition of Rick Jackson's Country Classics is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've ever felt like something in your life is out of control or maybe hindering you in some way or hurting someone else, get some help and deal with it once and for all. We've all felt that way about something in our life at some time or another. No, I have. And maybe the only thing that's keeping us from slaying that dragon is us. You can change that. Believe it. And you can do it right now with BetterHelp. The idea is to be working for yourself instead of against yourself. And you can get matched up right now with a licensed therapist who can help you find a brighter future. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/classics. Visit today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/classics.
Like any good agent, we're here for the open house, for the closing, for handing over keys. But because we're Realtors, we're here for so much more. Agents who are Realtors volunteer at nearly 3 times the national average. We're working to broaden access to credit, increase affordable housing supply, and ensure fair housing for all. And Realtors are bound by a code of ethics. We're here for it all. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we have represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 8040 Excelsior Drive, Suite 403, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
This song tapped into a truth about the vast majority of Americans in this country, and that truth is this. There is a small percentage, a fraction of folks who still enjoy high society. Even the people who can afford high society would just as soon skip it, all the black tie, uptight affairs, for more relaxed time with friends and family. But for that fraction who do enjoy looking down their noses, dressing up like clowns, and shunning the rest of us, well, they get just what they deserve in this game changer of a song from Garth Brooks on our feature of Heroes and Legends.
Blame it all on my roots. I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. I toasted you, said, honey, we may be through, but you'll never hear me complain. 'Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay. I'm not big on salt. Slip on down to the oasis. So I've got a friend in low places. I was wrong, I just don't belong, but then I've been there before. Everything's alright, I'll just say goodnight and I'll show myself to the door. Hey, I didn't mean to cause a big scene, just give me an hour and then we'll all be as high as that I.
This is Billy Dean.
This is Daryl Singletary.
I'm Billy Currington.
Hey, everybody, I'm Eric Church, and you're listening to Rick Jackson's Country Classics.
Honestly, you ever pass by a guy hanging from a telephone pole and think of that song? I mean, come on. I got to believe you have. And when I've done that, I start digging around in my truck to see if I got it somewhere, because that song is a treasure. Glenn Campbell and a Wichita lineman, Randy Travis, Heroes and Friends in there too. Of course, Willie Nelson and Merle Haggard with Poncho and Lefty Reba. Merle Haggard, Oak Ridge Boys, The Highwaymen, coming up on our feature of Heroes and Legends. This edition of Rick Jackson's Country Classics is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've ever felt like something in your life is out of control or maybe hindering you in some way or hurting someone else, get some help and deal with it once and for all. We've all felt that way about something in our life at some time or another. No, I have. And maybe the only thing that's keeping us from slaying that dragon is us. You can change that. Believe it. And you can do it right now with BetterHelp. The idea is to be working for yourself instead of against yourself. And you can get matched up right now with a licensed therapist who can help you find a brighter future. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/classics. Visit today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/classics.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This week at Macy's, find your signature fall look with big savings on incredible specials. Like 30 to 50% off cool weather coats for him and her. 40 to 60% off designer suits and blazers he can dress up or down. And 30 to 40% off the season's must-have boots and shoes during the Great Shoe Sale. Or use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 20% off more great deals at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope. And they're fun.
Fun isn't hard.
Right. Babbel's interactive lessons, podcasts, games, and more make it fun and engaging, so you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life. You can choose from topics like travel, business, relationships, and more. You'll learn what matters most to you. Plus, Babbel's lessons are designed to get you speaking right away. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations.
Just 3 weeks? Even better.
Since Babbel's lessons are designed by language experts and voiced by real native speakers, you'll get the accents just right and be able to carry on conversations with confidence.
Learning a language with Babbel doesn't take long.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
And now, try Babbel free at Babbel.com. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. A frost advisory begins at 1 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows around 30, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs around 46 tomorrow. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 34. Mid-40s Tuesday with a chance for scattered rain showers, turning warmer Wednesday with highs in the low 50s. Another look at the short range, lows level off around 30 tonight. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 41.
Here comes Reba, and I love seeing her on The Voice. Great pick by The Voice to replace Blake. And she's got a scepter she carries around as the queen of the red throne. Clearly, she's having a ball and looking as good as ever at the tender age of 68 and the oldest coach they've ever had on that show. Here comes Reba McEntire and Fancy, more of our feature of Heroes and Legends.
Turned 18. We lived in a one-room run-down shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for for food or rent, to say the least, we were hard-pressed. Then Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lived. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress. I had a split from the side cleaned up to my heel. It was red velvet trimming, and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. Welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack, and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's runned off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heeled shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have what it's up to you, now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna lift you up. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. Wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know I might have been born plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. It wasn't long after a benevolent man took me in off the streets. 1 week later, I was pouring his tea in a five-room hotel suite.
Yes, it was.
King, a congressman, and an occasional aristocrat. And then I got me a Georgia mansion in an elegant New York townhouse where I ain't been back. Now in this world there's a lot of self-righteous hypocrites that call me bad and criticize Mama for turning me out, no matter how little we've had. But though
we like holding hands and pitching wool.
first thing on campus. And the kids here still respect the college dean.
All together, everybody.
Still wave old glory down at the courthouse in Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
We break the country bank every weekend with straight cash for our haggard paycheck on Rick Jackson's Country Classics. That their upcoming tour will be their last. And they mean it. Their bass singer, Richard Sturban, has suffered through several health issues and has been missing shows here recently, too. Says he just can't do this much longer. And they're all getting a little older, so this is it. So if you want to see them and they're coming to your town, this is your last chance. You know, the original Oak Ridge Quartet was formed in 1948, and then they disbanded, and Bill Golden reformed the Oak Ridge Boys in 1966. So that reformed group has been around for 57 years. That's a bunch of history and deserving of their place in the Country Music Hall of Fame. And I got four more Hall of Famers coming up on our feature of Heroes and Legends. This edition of Rick Jackson's Country Classics is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you've ever felt like something in your life is out of control or maybe hindering you in some way or hurting someone else, get some help and deal with it once and for all. We've all felt that way about something in our life at some time or another. No, I have. And maybe the only thing that's keeping us from slaying that dragon is us. You can change that. Believe it. And you can do it right now. with BetterHelp. The idea is to be working for yourself instead of against yourself. And you can get matched up right now with a licensed therapist who can help you find a brighter future. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/classics. Visit today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/classics.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code DRIVE for an extra 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code DRIVE for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code DRIVE.
Hurry in before October 13th to take advantage of 0% financing up to 60 months on a new hot tub from Leisure City in Woodruff, Wisconsin. Choose from top brands like Nordic, Vita, Free Flow, or Hot Springs. Purchase in stock or order by October 13th to lock in 0%. Let Leisure City's friendly expert staff guide you through everything from choosing your hot tub to installation and maintenance. Remember to get there by October 13th so you don't miss out on 0% financing up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Leisure City on Highway 51 North in Woodruff, Wisconsin, your backyard headquarters of the North.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Well, now there are super groups, and then there is the ultimate super group. Four Hall of Famers, all of them, amazing careers in country music, and they've all starred in movies and TV and have become as familiar to us as some of our own family. And together, well, it just doesn't get much better than Johnny Cash, Kris Kristofferson, Waylon and Willie, and our heroes and legends, the Highwaymen.
I was a highwayman, along the coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide. With the sea I did abide. I sailed a schooner around the Horn of Mexico. I went aloft to furl the mainsail in a blow. And when the yards broke off, they said that I got killed. But I'm living still. I was a dam builder across a river deep and wide, where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado. I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that gray tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around, around, and around, and around, and around.
98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
Our feature is heroes and legends. And right now, calling all concrete cowboys, get that rig rolling, because it looks like we got us a convoy.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown, come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down. Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all, but they's a roadblock up on the clover leaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper, they even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, says, here's the duck, we about to go a hunting bear. Swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Sodbuster, come on there, yeah, 10-4, Sodbuster, listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite, and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore, prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck, we just ain't a